Dr. David Green on R3 stem cells and cardiomyopathy. Dr. David Green's R3 stem cell flourished over the past few years, and Dr. David Green has been an influential figure in regenerative medicine. Stem cell therapy is a ray of hope for patients suffering from cardiovascular diseases. As a result, stem cell therapy research, studies, and publications are in demand, with increasing testimonials of reduced damage and improved heart functioning. What is cardiomyopathy? Cardiomyopathy is a condition of heart muscles that affects the efficiency of the heart to pump blood to the rest of the body. Left untreated, without proper care, medications, lifestyle changes, and treatment options considering the type, signs, and symptoms, it might lead to heart failure. The symptoms may vary based on the severity, age, lifestyle, diseases, and other factors, from shortness of breath to arrhythmias, abnormal heartbeats. Moreover, signs such as physical exertion, fatigue, swelling in ankles, feet, legs, abdomen, veins, lightheadedness, dizziness, and fainting indicate heart muscle disorder. Three main types of cardiomyopathy include hypertrophic, dilated, restricted, and arrhythmogenic right ventricular dysplasia. The not-so-fun fact: stress can be highly responsible for affecting the heart muscles to cause stress-induced cardiomyopathy, also known as broken heart syndrome. What triggers cardiomyopathy? Cardiomyopathy has several underlying causes directly or indirectly related to inefficient heart pumping. Genes, extreme stress, and medical conditions can trigger the signs and symptoms associated with the diseases. However, 60% of the time, the cause is unknown. In addition, pregnancy and poor health can worsen the condition. Can R3 stem cells help cardiomyopathy? New York Heart Association, NYHA, illustrates an estimated 65% reduction of non-fatal heart attack or stroke events in patients with chronic, class 2, or 3 heart failure after stem cell therapy. In addition, the number of patients with high levels of inflammation also dropped by 79%. Moreover, stem cell treatment showcases an effective reduction in death by 80% among patients with cardiovascular issues and high levels of inflammation. Summing up, stem cell treatment proved helpful in cardiovascular issues and reduced the number of heart attacks, strokes, death, and chronic and high-risk heart failure. Can heart failure be cured with stem cells? Heart failure is a condition affecting the heart to pump blood inadequately to meet the body's demand for oxygen and nutrients. For instance, heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HFrEF, causes fluid buildup in the body's tissues due to decreased pumping ability and weak and enlarged heart muscles. Stem cell treatments show effective results in patients with cardiovascular issues, but that is necessarily not sufficient enough to treat or fix the heart damage that leads to heart failure. The research demands time and consistent effort to go a long way in treating heart failure or heart damage. Unfortunately, the studies done so far don't suffice the success of the treatment and hence don't offer a green flag. Can we regenerate heart muscles with stem cells? Repairing the heart with stem cells. Harvard Health Publishing revolutionized a study on the possibility of the reversibility of damage caused by a heart attack. Stem cells hold the ability to grow into a variety of specialized heart cell types. According to the studies and follow UPS, heart attack patients treated with an infusion of stem cells show improved results. Therefore, the evidence favors stem cell treatment with the potential to repair and regenerate damaged heart tissues. Conclusion: cardiomyopathy is a condition of the heart that affects the heart muscles, resulting in inefficient blood pump by the heart to the other parts of the body. Clinical trials and case studies mark that the patients undergoing stem cell treatment hold an advantage and are less likely to die or go to the hospital. In addition, the quality of life enhances, hearts work better, and symptoms are much more manageable than those who didn't get the stem cell treatment. Dr. David Green has been a revolutionary for the past 17 years, infringing the compelling and more challenging case studies and results associated with stem cell treatment.